Welcome back, everyone, to After Hours Let's Talk. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, the show where we speak the truth no one says out loud until the world gets quiet. Tonight's topic hits deep because sometimes the biggest battle isn't the business you're building, it's the life you're surviving while you're trying to build it. We often hear the highlight reels of successful entrepreneurs, but what we don't hear is the chaos behind the scenes. The personal storms, the emotional weight, the moments life flips upside down right when you're trying to grow something meaningful. Our guest tonight knows that journey intimately. Wes Towers, business owner and construction brand marketing expert, didn't just build a thriving business. He did it while navigating personal challenges, unexpected chaos, and periods of deep uncertainty. And tonight, he's opening up about what it really takes to keep going when life hits hard. So let's grab a seat, let's grab something to drink, and let's dive deep into this conversation. We're going to first go into our what's on your mind tonight. We have an anonymous message and it reads, I'm trying to start a business, but honestly, life keeps getting in the way. Family issues, emotional stress, financial setbacks. I feel like I'm trying to build a foundation during an earthquake. How do people push forward when everything around them is falling apart? Well, for me, I had to really take a step back and really reevaluate what was going on in my life and put things into perspective. I had to deal with the issues that were going on around me and then focus in on what I needed to do and what was priority and needed to be done. Wes, do you have any feedback for our listener?
I can certainly relate to the scenario that this person is experiencing. It's really difficult to set up a business and to, particularly in the early days when you're trying to get established, and there's just so many things, life gets in the way, and just so many challenges even to get the income right. I certainly started my business naively. I had no idea how to run a business. I had a skill set and a vision of what I wanted to achieve. But the best advice I received but also pursued was to start as small as I can but as soon as I can. And so I think that's sometimes that's difficult, but what I did was started a business in the evening hours while maintaining my full-time job. It was difficult a little bit because it took so much of my time and effort, but I knew it was for the short term just so I could establish myself in the field that I work in. So and eventually I was able to drop back the hours that I worked in a full-time job to a part-time job and do more of my own business, really a freelancing business at that time, until at such time as it was sustainable. By that time, I'd learnt some skills in business as well. So all the lacks that I had in my personal skill set slowly were filled in as I developed my experiences. And so I would say start as small as you can, as soon as you can, and learn to grow through that journey.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you being willing to go deep with us tonight, Wes. I appreciate you being on the show. Before we dive into our main conversation, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, so the listeners might hear that I'm Australian. I'm here in Australia, just outside of Melbourne in Victoria, and in a place called Geelong. So I run a digital agency and I've been doing that more than 20 years now, so quite established and So we do websites, we do search engine optimization, all that marketing, digital marketing, but we do it primarily for the trades and construction businesses. It wasn't always as niched as that, but over the course of the years, things have evolved. Just like the listener who put in that question, you do get started in business and you adjust and make the most of the opportunities and find the passions and what you enjoy the most. And that's how we've evolved into what we're doing right now.
Beautiful. Right. So we are going to get into this conversation. We're going to dig into it. So a lot of people know you as a marketing expert in the construction world, but what they don't know is the personal chaos you were dealing with while building your business. Can you take us back?
Yeah, it was a really difficult time 3 or 4 years ago. So it felt like my whole world was collapsing. At the worst point in that time, I'll explain why, but at the worst time in that process, I was under my desk in my office, crying like a baby, just totally out of control. And I realized I had an important meeting to attend to in 5 minutes in that state. And I pulled myself together, compartmentalized that pain and anguish and did the business meeting and did it really well and won the business, the biggest job we'd ever won. And I realized that there was good and bad in that. Like most things in life, there's positives and negatives in every aspect of life. So what I realized was the compartmentalization was helpful to do the business, but it wasn't a long-term strategy for success in life. I couldn't sustain that. So I couldn't keep hiding behind the mask. So I had to deal with my mental torment and my mental health. I went I booked in to see a psychologist for 6 sessions. The government here were funding 6 sessions, which was great. And she was a really progressive psychologist. So she put me on the path of looking at a whole bunch of other strategies. So breath work, and I started cold plunges, and I started doing sauna blanket and all sorts of things to regulate my own health and to start focusing on my health. I guess the catalyst for all of this, I was at that time that I found myself under the desk crying like a baby. I was going through divorce separation and I was really missing my kids, which is a really difficult scenario. My health had really deteriorated at that time. So like I'd put on a lot of weight. I wasn't looking after myself. I didn't have the right boundaries in place and I didn't have the right self-worth, I think. So whilst I was able to produce an outcome in business and I was able to succeed on the surface level and people thought that I was really successful, my whole life was crumbling. So yeah, it was really difficult. I had to sort of start thinking about self-love and the areas of self-sabotage that I was involving myself in and having people around me to support through that, the psychologist but also friends. To rebuild my own personal life. And yeah, the interesting part was business flourished as a consequence of getting my own life and health and mental health in order. It was really important.
Right. Well, that does sound like a lot what's going on, but you were able to accomplish what you needed to accomplish. And I know you said that you had to compartmentalize everything that was going on. As far as the business and your personal life in order to get to where you were, like, what did that look like for you?
Yeah, so it just meant that I was, because I was able to be successful in business whilst having a messy personal life, it meant that I could delay dealing with issues in my own self. So whilst it was a blessing that it kept the business sustainable and flourishing and all of that kind of stuff, it was a curse in that it meant that I let things go horribly wrong in a whole lot of ways. So people would see me still smiling and presenting really well in business and doing all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't till such time that, I guess the first thing I did was get some really strong, solid friends around me that I opened up to a little bit in that, and getting the professional help as well. I think these things, I think it might be an aspect of how men are wired that we can sometimes put off. It's possibly for everybody, but men in general maybe don't deal with issues as they arise. And so I would have been far better off if I dealt with the issues earlier. I didn't, but at least at that breakdown moment, I found a new path forward.
Okay. Yeah, I think men are much better at not getting emotional when things are kind of just falling apart. And I know as a woman, like it's hard to try to push the emotion aside and really kind of just focus on the work that needs to be done. So I asked that question because I know some of us are not able to kind of just like put things into little boxes and move through. So I wanted our listeners to kind of understand what that looked like. And maybe it could be something that they're able to do when they're dealing with things.
Yeah, it's really powerful. I think the nature of humanity with the feminine and masculine energies and both have benefit and power but weaknesses. And the beauty in it is that when you you find a balance in all of these things. So I think everyone has an aspect of the feminine and the masculine, but we also have our strengths and weaknesses, and it's important for us to lean upon the other energy where we have a weakness. So for me, the psychologist I ended up having was a lady. She was fantastic because she had a different perspective than I had, and so she was able to more quickly identify concerns in me and the way I was thinking and dealing with things, which possibly I wouldn't have found if I went to a more of a masculine energy type of person for the psychological work that I did. I don't know. That's just my sense.
Right. No, I totally get that. And with me starting into this whole podcasting world, I've had to learn how to kind of separate the personal life from the business life and kind of really buckle down and focus. I'm kind of similar to you where I do my whole work day, go to work, and I do the podcasting at night and really focus in on that. But with the kids and family life, it's become hard. And I'm like, times where I'm just like, I'm just going to quit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's so busy and life is messy. Even when it's going well, it's still messy and there's challenges, and it's part of the what makes life exciting and terrifying sometimes. If you have a vision for your life and you're heading in a direction, even if you don't know precisely how you're going to get there, I think it's really helpful to have a path and a vision and direction for your life. And I think that's really important to model to our children right now, because with the changes in the world so rapidly evolving with AI and technology, and we don't know what careers look like, and there's so much uncertainty out there, I think our kids are looking for guidance, and not necessarily verbally telling them what to do, but modeling to them what life looks like and how to deal with circumstances and how to overcome the challenges that we all experience, whether that be health or relationships or business or careers. I think that our kids are watching us, and so it's important for us all to, if we have children or we intend to model to them in a success, you know, as best you can, our parenthood in a style that is helpful.
It makes it easier, I think, when you have people watching, or not even people, but people that you feel like you can't let down, like your children or your family, to not let them see you break, to not let them see you fall apart, and to push through and succeed and get it done, is a big motivator for a lot of us in life, you know? I think we've all had those moments where we have crawled in a corner, gone in the bathroom, in the shower, cried, and just fell apart, and have come out and just like, you know what? Okay, I got it out, and now I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get it done, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And just I keep thinking about that person who put in the question today about starting the business. So it's just so challenging for starting a business, and we need to all be so flexible and adaptable in life. The lessons that you learn in your personal life can apply to your business life as well. So if that person, we don't know what their intentions are for the business, but if it's closely geared around who they are as an individual, as a person, then there'll be enough energy to sustain them through the hard times. But if it's something completely separated from who they are naturally, I think it's always going to be difficult. It's you can just find your flow a whole lot better if your business is aligned to your values and your personal convictions.
I mean, I feel like that is very true. When you have a business that you're starting up and it's geared towards who you are and it shares the same values that you share in your personal life, I think it makes it a little easier to continue to push through even when things are getting hard, because you can take the things that you've learned in your personal life and apply them to what's going on in your business, because it shares the same value. For that listener, I really hope that this is helpful to you tonight, just hearing the conversation, because we all go through life. We all have things that happen to us, but it doesn't mean that you have to give up on the things that you want in life or give up on the dream that you have for your life because the personal life is feels so overwhelming. I think if we're able to get the help that we need, seek out the assistance that we need, because I think a lot of us a lot of times are scared to ask for help or reach out to other people to get the assistance that we need. And we're always trying to do everything by ourselves, and that in itself makes things even harder.
Yeah, it's so true. And just to highlight, I know I spoke a lot about the downtime in my life, and hopefully that's helpful, because I think everyone can relate to some degree. We all experience those things. But on the other side, the positivity is business. We've had our most profitable year ever. We report mid-year, so June, so doing the reporting in July. And as a consequence of getting my personal life in order, business started to flourish even to a greater level than it already was. So I think that it's always going to be true that if one aspect of your life is falling down, if you can work on it, other aspects of your life improve as a result as well.
Absolutely. And that's great. You know, we want to hear that. You know, we want to know that business is flourishing even through all the chaos and everything.
Yeah.
And they do go hand in hand, you know. I personally feel like when things are going wrong in one aspect, it'll start trickling into every other part of your life. But once you get things together, then everything else starts to fall in place with everything else. So when you're building your businesses and you're moving forward with that and you're able to, you're happy, everything's coming together, then it's going to be successful for you, especially if you're putting your all into it.
Yeah, so that's so true.
Thank you. we'll just get into our final thoughts here before we go into our quote of the night. For the listeners who are, or actually, we're not even going to do that right now. We're going to do this. Do you have anything that you're working on currently? Any books or links that you have?
Yeah, well, if people are curious about what we do, they can visit out my company's website, which is uplift360.com.au. So as I said, we're a digital agency and we're doing websites mostly and SEO and all those kind of fun things, mainly for trades and construction businesses. But obviously, I mean, that person put in the question who has questions about starting their business, I'm happy to chat to anybody really, happy to give back to your community. So you can book a meeting with me directly on the website as well. So I'm happy to chat to anybody about these things. Hopefully I can provide some value.
Yes. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear any advice for someone who is thriving in their business right now?
Thank you.
So now we'll get into our final thoughts. So for the listeners who are fighting battles nobody sees, what would just be your final advice for them?
Yeah, so just to keep your strong vision solid and know that there's always a path forward. So we walk through challenging times, but they never last. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. And I will say for you guys, as you know, there's always someone out there that is going through something similar to you. You will never know who would be the helping hand that will be able to help you and help you get through those things. So always reach out. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to seek out any help that you need, whether it be family, friends, professionals, even business owners. We are all human. We all go through things and we all need someone to help give us that positive push that we need to make it through. So if you're starting your businesses out there, just know that this is a normal thing. We all go through it. Life doesn't stop just because you decide to start a business. And in fact, I feel like it gets a little bit more difficult because you have now entered something else into your life that you have to pay attention to and give your time to. So we are going to go into our quote of the night, and our quote says, some of the strongest businesses were built by people whose lives were falling apart. And that's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of resilience. So when you're able to push through, even things look unreachable, that to me is the strongest that a person can ever be. So we are going to thank Mr. West tonight for joining us. I really appreciate you being here and being open and honest and vulnerable with us tonight. People see the success, but they don't always see the cost behind it. And to everyone listening, if you're building through pain or stress or personal storms, you are not alone. Your struggle does not make your success less valid. If anything, it makes it more powerful. So take a deep breath, you guys. Take it easy. And remember, we go through things, but we are strong enough to get through them. And as always, remember, the night always has something to say. And we will see you guys next time. Have a good night. Thank you.